confidence is probably the first thing that comes to mind. You know, a leader, a good leader has to be confident because you're often taking a risk and you're asking people to take a risk with you. And if you don't exhibit confidence in the path that you've charted, nobody's going to want to come along for the journey. So that's really important. And then with that, you have to have some humility. So, you know, the worst leaders that I ever worked for, the worst leaders that I saw were the ones that were dictatorial and political and all about sort of self-aggrandizing what they did versus what the team could do together or how they could inspire others. So I do think a good dose of humility is really critical. And then there's an element of fearlessness that needs to be there. You have to be willing to take some risk. You have to be able to influence and persuade, because often, and this goes along with another skill, which is to have a real vision and to be inspirational. If you are going to inspire people to do something differently, then you have to be able to influence and persuade them that it's worth their effort to make the investment to do things differently. And then communication. You know, if you cannot communicate your vision, if you cannot, and it's both ways, it's listening and talking. Listening probably more important than talking. I love the saying that, you know, we were created with two ears and one mouth, and there's a reason for that. And last but not least, and this is a personal value for me, is I think you always have to be intellectually curious. If you are not asking why, if you are not researching things, if you are not reading about different industries, I don't know how you learn. You become too insulated. So there's a short list of things that, you know, when I think about leadership traits, those are the ones that I tend to go to.